Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
It's time to eat. Now in its 20th year, this is Food Time, Chicago Radio's original cooking and dining show, the award-winning All Things Edible program, heard every Sunday at this time. Our news brought to you by Junior Achievement, by the way. Our Food Time show today, getting you ready for Thanksgiving. If you don't want to do all the work in your kitchen for Thanksgiving at home. Talk about that coming up in a few minutes, but really the big food news this week was the acquiring of Roundy's, the parent company of our beloved Mariano's here in the Chicago area, by the Kroger Company. I remember when I was a little boy, at least a little Dean, there were Kroger stores around the Chicago area, and suddenly there weren't. But they continued in other cities around America, but I definitely remember when there were Kroger stores back in the day. They're about to come back, apparently, taking over this wonderful food chain that I think most of us have really grown to love, Mariano's. That is the brainchild of Bob Mariano's, who was at one time running the Dominick's food chain. When everybody loved the Dominick's food chain, it was acquired by the Safeway company, and now has gone out of business, at least here in the Chicago area, is completely gone. Safeway hasn't gone out of business, but Dominick's, as you know, is gone in Chicago. And I think a lot of people are scared that the Mariano's that we know will be going the same way. And that's why I wanted to touch base with our friend Bob Mariano, who's been on our Food Time show in the past when Mariano's was first coming into the Chicago area and turning everybody's heads, turning the retail food industry in Chicago on his head. Bob, welcome back to the show. Nice to have you on with us.
Oh, great to be back, Dean.
So explain what happened this week, you know, just so everybody, you know, completely understands from the head guy what's happened with Mariano's, Roundy's, and Kroger.
Well, I think you said it earlier. It's a merger between the two companies, and I think most importantly, it's a partnership of two firms that have done some remarkable work, and together, I think we'll create more opportunity for our customers and our employees as we move forward.
You must have gotten some really interesting reaction this week. I know that I did. When I posted this on my social media, it's been one of the most talked about things on my social media this week. People love their, including me, love their Mariano's, you know, and they don't want anything to change because you've created a special niche for yourself in the grocery business here in Chicago.
Right. I think what people should understand is the Kroger team has spent enormous numbers of hours in our stores prior to this getting accomplished, hearing what customers are saying, talking to our employees, seeing the the service attitude that we bring to our customers, and also hearing customers express their, as you have said, express their very deep affection for what we do and for the employees that provide it for them. So they're well aware of the important service means to our customers and the offering that we bring to our customers.
You probably can understand why people are a little scared, though, after the Dominick's Safeway debacle here in the Chicago area, where you grew Dominick's, you personally grew Dominick's into this wonderful food chain that was known for, you know, specialty items, and you know you could get things at Dominick's and service at Dominick's back in the day that you couldn't get anything. And then, you know, a big conglomerate came in and kind of genericized the whole thing, if that's a word that I've just invented, I think.
Well, I think you're right, but I think when you kind of look at Kroger's history and things that they've done in the recent past, they acquired a great food retailing company out in the Southeast, Harris Teeter, who operates stores of similar to Mariano's. And at that company, over the last year and a half, they've essentially allowed it to continue to grow and have helped it tremendously because, make no mistake about it, Kroger is an absolutely great firm. They're real retailers. They are focused on the customer first. And their business model does not base itself on reducing. It's based itself on constantly increasing the value provided to the customer. And that is something that's dramatically, 100%, 180 degrees opposite of what Safeway was. And so I think people to compare Safeway to Kroger is, I would understand why they would make that comparison, but as a retailer, a customer, and an employee, it's absolutely no comparison whatsoever.
And you have to look at this and go, you know, think to yourself, well, Kroger's not merging with Roundy's, Mariano's, to fail. You know, they're doing it because they want to capitalize on this amazing growth that you've had here. I mean, you know, you really sparked something here in grocery stores and retail food shopping in the Chicago area that made everybody sit up on their heels and, you know, perform a little bit better, don't you think?
I think that's right, and I think that's one of the attractions that when Kroger looked at Roundy's was the performance of Mariano's and what we have been able to accomplish to date. And I don't think there's any desire to materially change what we do. I mean, when people talk to us about change, we change ourselves. I mean, that's a known, you know, we'll always tell our customers when we open a new store, we try to do something a little different each time we open up a new store. So we ourselves have changed the store. I think what people have to understand, we're not going to change the heart and soul of who we are, what we are, and what we provide to Chicagoland customers.
Why did you decide to do this, Bob? I'm just curious. I mean, things are going so well. Your growth has been unbelievable over the past couple of years with new stores popping up everywhere. It just seems like everything is going, you know, so great. You know, why step out now?
This gives us, with the merger with Kroger, gives us the financial strength to continue our growth and also to do it in a patient way, to allow the stores to mature, allow our people to learn their assignments and grow into those assignments over a period of time. And that was what attracted me to a merger with Kroger, is people knowing that they are going to build the stores, build our people, and continue that type of growth is so important. And I think this assures that growth on a go-forward basis.
What are you most proud of with what you've been able to do with the stores that bear your name?
The thing that constantly amazes me is when people will come up and say hello and remark about the quality of the service. We'll talk about one of or two of our employees and the experience they've had with them. And it's amazing to me that we'll know them by name, where they work, when, what store, and just compliment what they do. And that is such, it gives me a tremendous sense of satisfaction, because that's how I was taught by Mr. Dominic, is that service to the customer day in and day out. And to have been able to inculcate that in another generation and allow them the opportunity to see the success that I was able to see at a young age is just unbelievable. And our people are just wonderful. Of course, I'm biased, obviously, but if I listen to my customers, they constantly appraise our employees to the nth degree.
Yeah, well, I went in skeptical when you were coming into the Chicago area, you know, wondering, you know, how are you going to do this? Are you going to be able to maintain this? You have. I mean, you know, you're the people that work there truly do go above and beyond. I mean, it seems like such a simple thing that any business could do, yet seems to elude most businesses. The selection is better. The quality is better. I mean, it's just a very, very pleasant shopping experience, and with reasonable prices. You know, I've tried to go a little bit more organic with what I'm eating, a little more healthfully. And, you can go to a Whole Foods store and find those things. If you don't mind taking a second mortgage out on your house, you've somehow found a way to do it that, where it's reasonable and, where people can, purchase some organic and healthy things and not break the bank.
Well, that was our going in proposition, is to make things affordable. And we will continue to do that because people do want to have the ability to choose whether they want organics or conventional products in the produce department or throughout the rest of the store. And giving customers those choices are very important. They don't want to be mandated that they have to eat any particular type of product. They want to have an opportunity to choose. And that's something that's, we were taught at many years ago in terms of giving customers the opportunity to choose what they like as opposed to dictate.
That must amaze you as well, because isn't it such a simple concept? I believe it was a retailer by the name of Marshall Fields who said, give the lady what she wants. Yet so many retailers forget that, don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah, you do, because you get caught up in what you think you know. And as opposed to, see, our business is pretty simple. If you've got an idea of what might serve the customer better or a product they may like, if you sit in a boardroom and argue about whether or not you're going to try it and debate that, it's really ridiculous, because in our business, there's a very simple way to determine whether or not an item or an idea will be successful. Do it in the store and let the customer tell you whether or not it's something they want or don't want.
Yeah.
And so when you get when you start to really think, well, I've got this nail. I know to a certainty. Well, that's dangerous ground to be on. When you think you start to know, you better get out of the business or get yourself straightened out, because I will tell you there's so much I don't know about what my customer does, and I keep learning every single day, and I listen intently to them. And that's the only way you continue to grow, is to listen to them and not be unwilling to try something with them and let them vote with their dollars. I mean, they're ultimately going to vote with their dollars and say, yeah, I like that idea, and I'm going to spend money on it. Or not for me, not interested, just not what I want.
I'll go back to you.
Yeah, that simple idea is just really something you have to live every single day and not be unwilling to give the customer the opportunity to tell you, I like this and I don't like that.
Well, you're going to continue with the company, at least for a while anyway, to help through the transition.
Oh, not just for a while. There's no dates. I know. I'm still a kid. I've got a lot of carts to push yet, and I'm having a ball. I'm energized by our teams in Wisconsin and Illinois. They're dedicated. They're dedicated to serving the customer, and that is so analogous to the Kroger Company's philosophy of customer first. I just am excited about all of our futures, and we look forward to really working side by side with our team to continue to excel as we go forward.
Let me take a quick break, Bob, and there's some folks down the line who have some comments and questions for you, if that's all right. 312-981-7200. Want to talk to the boss at Mariano? Bob Mariano is on the line with us. 312-981-7200, WGN. 1225, it's Dean Richards on WGN. And it's Bob Mariano, the CEO of Roundy's. Parent company for Mariano's, recently announced merging with Kroger's. When will all of this take place, Bob, in the Chicago area?
Well, the merger agreement was signed last week, and closure pending. It could be middle of December if everything works right.
So will the stores still remain named Mariano's, or will they be renamed Kroger?
No. All the store brands will remain as is.
All right. Very good. Here is Laverne on the phone line. Bob Mariano on the line with us at 312-981-7200. Laverne, you're on WGN.
Hi.
Hi.
I just want to say that I shop at Kroger's in Sterling, Illinois, and it is one of the nicest stores. They have anything you want. The people are the best, and the customer service is the best. In fact, I'm ready to go into the store right now.
Well, thank you very much for that. Thank you. And
I know people in the Chicago area will be very pleased with Kroger's, okay?
There you go.
Thank you.
There's the Sterling, Illinois endorsement there. Harold is on the line on WGN. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dean. I want to tell you that at one time I worked for a division of Dominick's. I think it might have been before Safeway took them over, but it was called Donnett's. They had their own meat plant, and their quality of meat was just unbelievably great. And then all of a sudden, boom, they closed us up, and then they got rid of it. And then the other thing I wanted to tell you was also the old Dominick's warehouse used to be Kroger's originally.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm old, so when I was a kid, that used to be Kroger's where Dominick's was at. You used to go by that big old arch out front with a Kroger sign on it.
Right. And that's right, because Dominick years ago bought the Kroger division that existed in Chicago, and one of the things that were part of that was the distribution center that you would see off of 294. So that was that's true.
Oh. I got to say, when you were running it, I believe the company was called Donna's at that time, but it was run by somebody else. But the quality of meat was right. The quality of meat was so much better. And then Safeway took it over and went to right in the old dumpster.
Yeah, well, the history is definitely there for what happened to it after Safeway came in. That's for sure. And, thank you. Go ahead. Go ahead, Bob. Sure.
The listener's bringing up is a good point, and another note of importance. Donna's meat plant was a support facility for Dominick's, and Kroger has 37 manufacturing facilities throughout the U.S. to support their stores. So. Very much believe in what we would call as vertical integration. So we have a commissary right now that supports our stores in Chicago and Wisconsin that operates out in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And that's something that it fits right into the future for both of us because Kroger definitely sees that as a value.
Here's Nancy on the line on WGN. Hello.
Hello. I have a question. I have a question about the Mariano's children's program that they currently offer once a month. It's Miss Janie and the Farm, and I was wondering if that is going to continue.
Well, we're going to keep Miss Janie around. The children love her, and they learn a lot from her, and so we are absolutely going to keep her around.
Wonderful. Great to hear. Thank you so very much. Have a great day.
Thanks for the call, Nancy. How about the pianos in the stores, Bob? When I'm, when I'm checking out, it's, the only store a grocery store that I've been to, I think Nordstrom's maybe the only other place where you can go and you're shopping and there's a guy playing a grand piano. That also happens in many Mariano stores.
Yeah, well, that's part of us. I mean, that's part of the experience that customers have come to expect in our stores. And, that's not the things we want to. The thing we do not want to touch things that the customer sees. There's plenty of things we can learn and grow and do better. What I would call back of the house, which the customer never sees, and that's what we're going to certainly do. Most of our work is in that area because of the strength that Kroger brings to us and the good ideas that they have. So we don't have to right away run out and start bothering a lot of things that our customers are going to see and aggravate our customers. It just does not make any sense.
It sure doesn't. I'll tell you what, there's been so much reaction to this this week. I'm glad you could come on and explain things a little bit, relieve people's worries that one of their favorite stores is not going to be changing. Bob Mariano, congratulations to you on all of this, and we'll look forward to seeing how things change and the things getting better. We'll look forward to that. Thank you so much for joining.
And I'll be happy to come back on, and we can kind of assess after a while where we're at and what people think.
Yeah, I know you like hearing what people have to say, so we appreciate that. We're going to take a quick break and update the news. More of our Food Time show and Thanksgiving to go coming up next on WGN.